أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا بما أنزل الله قالوا نؤمن بما أنزل علينا ويكفرون بما وراءه وهو الحق مصدقا لما معهم قل فلم تقتلون أنبياء الله من قبل إن كنتم مؤمنين. Yeah, another aspect of the evils of the Bani Israel, the Jews, Allah Ta'ala mentions, and as repeatedly we have said, Allah mentions the evils so that we are on our guard, we do not commit those same evils also. And we are warned in the hadith that as they went astray, my ummah will also go astray. So it is for us to be more on our guard. And also at the same time that we must not follow them. We understand that they are our enemies. Till a person doesn't know his enemy, he can never be successful. A person must know who his enemy is, and then he must be alert and he must stay away from his enemy. Just like nafs and shaitan, our enemies, until we are not conscious about it. And we live like friends with our nafs and shaitan, it is only our destruction. If a person doesn't realize who his enemy is and doesn't live as an enemy with his enemies, it will cause his own destruction. So further Allah Ta'ala explains what is the reason for their not believing in the Quran Sharif, in Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The major thing was their hasad, jealousy. And this is a killer disease. Jealousy is a killer disease. And at the same time, we are also warned that we must not have jealousy within us. Jealousy blinds a person to the truth. He understands it's the truth, but just because he is jealous of that person who has got that ni'mat, therefore he does not want to accept it. Jealousy is a terrible thing. In our dunya's matters also, it brings destruction to a person. In our deeni matters, much more destruction it brings. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. اور جب کہا جاتا ہے ان سے کہ مانو اس کو جو اللہ نے بھیجا ہے. When it is told to this Bani Israel, the Jews, that believe in that which Allah Ta'ala has revealed. So the real thing that we have to believe in is what Allah has revealed. Everything which Allah has revealed. The Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, and the Quran Sharif. The main reason for believing in it is that Allah has revealed it. When that becomes established, it is revelation from Allah, then a person must believe in it. Just as we are also, it is our farz, part of our aqidah. Otherwise, it will negate our whole iman if we don't believe in the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur. But of course, the original kitab, not the changed kitabs. We believe what Allah Ta'ala has sent down, and finally, of course, the Quran Sharif. So when it is told to them, believe in what Allah has revealed, whichever kitab it may be, whatever Allah has revealed, that is what we have to believe in. So they say, قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا. تو کہتے ہیں کہ ہم تو ہم مانتے ہیں جو اتارا ہے ہم پر. They say, we believe only in that which has been revealed to us. So we have to believe in everything which Allah has revealed. Now you only believing in that which has come to you, and the other which Allah has revealed, the Injil, the Zabur, the Quran Sharif, you don't believe in that. That means clearly that you have got jealousy in you, that you feel you are right and all the others are wrong. That why has Allah revealed to the other people? The Allah revealed to Bani Israel, that is to the Jews. Now why did Allah reveal this to Bani Ismail, that is the Arabs, that is to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it is your jealousy that you are not believing in. And further they made it clear, وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاهُ. اور نہیں مانتے اس کو جو اس کے سوا ہے. And we do not believe anything else besides the Torah. This was also, as Allah explains, a false claim. They did not even believe in the Torah. But this that they claimed outwardly that they believe in the Torah, that was a clear sign that they are believing in part of what Allah has sent, and what are the other part which Allah has sent, they don't believe in that. And that is also clear kufr. Just like if a person believes in part of the Quran Sharif and he doesn't believe in the other part, that is totally wrong and his iman will be negated. So they also believe in that which Allah had revealed, what they say, the Torah. And what Allah has revealed, the Quran Sharif, they refuse to believe in that. So this is main reason for that was their hasad, their jealousy. And at the same time, this is, Allah Ta'ala says, وَوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ. حالانکہ وہ کتاب سچی ہے, تصدیق کرتی ہے اس کتاب کی جو ان کے پاس ہے. When in fact, another reason that this kitab, that Quran Sharif, is absolute truth. It is also from Allah Ta'ala. And they realized it also. They knew it also. The clear signs were in the Torah. And they were expecting and awaiting the Quran Sharif and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the other, the subject matter of the Quran confirms to that which is with them, that is in the Torah. What the Torah taught, Allah is one, Akhirat is a reality, etc. All the things of Iman, the Torah also taught, the Quran Sharif taught the same thing. For that reason also they should have believed in the Quran Sharif. But they did not believe, they picked and what they wanted, they chose. And this was based on their jealousy and their pride that we are the chosen people. What we have got is right, what other people have got wrong. So Allah Ta'ala further explains the other reason, the reason that they actually do not believe even in the Torah. They claim they believe in the Torah, but Allah makes it so clear, and this is one of the great beautiful qualities of the Quran Sharif, that even for ourselves, many times what we don't know we are believing in, and our wrong action, but the Quran analyzes it and puts it in such a way that a person then sees that I did not even know that I am wrong. The Quran, the scanning of the Quran and the x-ray of the Quran, of our iman, our beliefs, our akhlaq. As a person reads the Quran, he gets surprised and shocked how the Quran is doing a scan of his iman, how the Quran is x-raying his iman. And what we don't understand ourselves, the Quran presents it to us. So here in front, Allah Ta'ala explains that they say they believe in the Torah, but they don't really even believe in the Torah. Even in that, they are false and they are liars. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with the true iman on the Quran Sharif, everything which Allah has revealed, and whatever Allah has revealed is 100% true, even the Torah, the Injil, the original forms, though now we don't follow on them, but we still believe they are the true kitabs. Their teachings have been cancelled by the Quran. Now it is only the Quran Sharif which Allah Ta'ala has revealed, and we follow the Quran Sharif wholeheartedly and fully. We should follow every teaching of the Quran, and as they made, they believed in part of what Allah revealed, other they did not reveal. We shouldn't in the Quran Sharif, what we like, we accept and we believe. And what we don't like, which goes against our nafs, that we reject. That should not be the case. We should also accept the whole Quran, and moreover practice on the whole Quran and all the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana.